You would remember last week there was plenty of discussion about a horse called Cyrus Rocks, a two-year-old trained by Gabe Waterhouse. Didn't fire as expected last week, but they're not discarding that possible trip to Royal Ascot for the Commonwealth Cup. Horse is expected to run next Wednesday at Canterbury over 1,250 metres. That's Cyrus Rocks. And I asked Gabe this morning about the Queen's horse, Bold Sniper, who arrived back earlier this year. The horse had a little bit of a break. The five-year-old is now being brought back into work steadily. Its last run was back in September when it ran third at Doncaster. It hasn't raced here, but we're looking forward to seeing Bold Sniper race during the spring ahead. Damien Hay joins us, Chief Handicapper for Racing New South Wales for Handicappers Corner. Morning to you, Damien.
Morning, Andrew. Great to be with you.
Looking forward to Rose Hill. As I just said to our listeners, we're on a heavy track at this stage, but improving with this, hopefully improving with this clear sunny day again today. We know that we've got the Darley Crown and the Hawkesbury Guineas being added to this program.
Yeah, well, so, which is a positive move, Andrew. I was at Hawkesbury last Saturday. The weather was abysmal and the track was clearly unsafe. Hawkesbury CEO Brian Fletch, along with Racing New South Wales and the ATC, put their heads together to find the right solutions to assist all parties concerned, and they wanted to achieve minimal interruptions to the horses' preparations with Scone and Brisbane carnivals in mind. And the Darley Crown and for the fillies and mares and the Hawkesbury Guineas for the three-year-olds were shifted to Saturday's Rose Hill meeting, and they added an open company 1,600-metre race to yesterday's Warwick Farm meeting, which was won by the Gay Wardhouse-trained Fight On, to cater for those horses, to all being well, to progress to the Scone Cup next week. So yep, there were some juggling acts that had to be performed to assist participants, but I think there were positive outcomes, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. So outside those races, what about this Lord Mayor's Cup large lineup here?
It is a very good lineup, actually. But I'm interested to see how Arabian Gold goes with the 59 kilos. She's equal top weight with Bagman. We had to push the scale out a kilo to achieve that 59 top weight at release of weights. And just with Arabian Gold, she, with that 59, she has to carry that due to her being the highest rated runner and clearly the class runner of the race, with career prize money earnings just under the $1 million mark. Now, the last time she carried top weight with 59, she was successful in winning the Group 3 Adrian Knox Stakes as a three-year-old. Now, last three starts have all been in Group 1 and Group 2 level. She's beaten only 0.7 of a length in the Group 1 Coolmore, followed that up with a terrific sixth in the Doncaster, and the midfield effort last start in the Group Gold Coast Group 2 Hollandale. Well, on face value, she was a little disappointing. However, this race on Saturday is a significant drop in grade, and going on previous runs, she looks well placed to get back into winning form for Connection. So I'll be interested to see how she performs on Saturday, but as you mentioned, there's a couple of other handy ones in there, Ecuador, so it looks a good race for this time of year, heading into winter in Sydney.
Well, I think that, you look at the Lord Mayor's and then you look at the last race where we've got 20 runners, I think, at this stage, or maybe a couple more than that, but it tells us that these trainers are screaming for races.
Yeah, no, well, healthy fields, and obviously with all the wet weather around, they're keen to get them onto the track, and hopefully we get to a soft five or six or maybe even better on the weekend, Andrew. Yeah. And with those healthy fields, it's all good for generating turnover, and hopefully the punters can they've probably got plenty in their pockets in recent times with not many meetings, but hopefully they can get out there and generate some good turnover for the industry.
Let's hope racing is successful there for punters. The Lord Mayor's Cup, the Darley Crown, and the Hawkesbury Guineas being the features. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Thanks, Al. Andrew, just quickly, the Scone Cup Carnival, both meetings, nominations close on Monday.
Right.
And just to remind Connections that both days will be staged under metropolitan status. So with the apprentice claims, any of those races where apprentices can claim, the apprentices can use their metropolitan claims.
Okay, so metro claims there, and they close on Monday for both days at Scone.
11 a.m.
11 a.m. on Monday. Thanks, Damien.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Damien Hay with Handicappers Corner. Joining us now in our studio, Angus Rowland and Gemma Cutting with the ladies' breeding news. Morning, guys.
Morning, Hoss. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Gemma?
Good, thank you, Andrew.
That is good to know. What's happening with the broodmare sale? Wrapping it up this week. I know there was a couple out there yesterday trying to buy horses, Angus.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's been a very busy sale in the select session. They must be fairly happy with it. Inglis figures are up over the last couple of years. 387 sold at 78%, over $17 million gross. And the top lot, Flame of Sydney, made a little bit less than last year's top lot, but $605,000 for the dam of Not Listening to Me in Folder Snitzel. Nina Rock, the very very handy mare, a maiden, she made $500,000. And the weanling sale went well as well. Lot 110 was the top lot there. A Medaglia d'Oro, they're really coming for Medaglia d'Oro following Vancouver's slipper win out of the unraced Anabar mare, Kiss the Sun. It made $230,000, and we're starting to get quite familiar with the US suffix. An American bloodstock agent, Roderick Wachman, was the purchaser there.
Okay, so that wrapped up that. Now, Gemma, from you, what's happening down in Victoria? We've got a new stallion arrival there.
Yes, Andrew, it was announced last week. Lauriston Park are going to be standing Rock Hero this year. Rock Hero, of course, the son of Fastnet Rock out of that great mare Galantess, who's the foundation mare for John Cordino, who's put so much money into this industry as well. And it's his first stallion that he'll be standing at stud. He's standing in conjunction with the backers there at Lauriston. We all remember his big win in the Dulcify Quality a couple of years ago, came from last on the turn to get up and win. He's really looking forward to seeing him at stud, Andrew. We have filmed him already, so keep an eye out on Bred to Win in the next few weeks for him. And we filmed Galantess as well up at Kitchwin and spoke to John Cordina about her. And she's got two lovely fillies on the ground after Rock Hero. And he's standing at $4,950, a great fee for those Victorian breeders to breed into this family, and also a son of a champion sire. So you can't do much wrong there, really.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Rock Hero stands in Victoria. What's happening with Fastnet Rock overnight? Something's happened over in the UK, Angus.
Yeah, well, Fastnet Rock hasn't shuttled this year. He's been shuttling for the last couple of years in his oldest stock of four in the UK, but probably his biggest crop are currently three, and he's got a listed Cheshire Oaks winner overnight. Aidan O'Brien trained Diamonds and Rubies, a real blue blood. She's out of Quarter Moon, a Moyglare Stud Stakes winner from the family of yesterday, that beautiful Al Rukaba family, Aussie Rules, Alba Nova, Alberada, a deep, deep pedigree. And both Quarter Moon and her sister yesterday were place getters. This horse didn't run in the Ballydore colours, ran in the Richard Henry's family colours, but it certainly put its hat in the ring for the Epsom Oaks on the first Friday in June. And we'll be watching this one with interest.
Okay, and just finally, Gemma, Bred to Win starting tomorrow. What's on the show?
Tomorrow, 10 a.m, Andrew, and as Angus touched on, we'll be highlighting the Inglis Australian Broodmare and Weanling sale, just the highlights from there. And Caroline Searcy, who hosts the show, paid a visit to your Lambie stud in Victoria, now Spendthrift Australia, and she caught up with Christy Woodard down there to talk about her background in the breeding industry.
All right, so 10 o'clock tomorrow, and then right over the weekend for all of our breeding enthusiasts on Sky Racing, Bred to Win. Thanks, Gemma. Thanks, Angus. Have a good week.
Thank you, Andrew.
I love it when they talk together, Angus and Gemma. Let's go and get the latest on the traffic.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Now, the 5, we've got very heavy traffic around the Fairford Road area, stop-start down towards the M5 East Tunnel. We've got a truck breakdown over at Brantless Sands, Bay Street, West Botany Street, eastbound. That's Lane 2. And lights flashing yellow, Windsor, Macquarie Street, Day Street. And we've got lights flashing yellow also over Preston's, Camden Valley Way, there at Ash Road. Spoil Mullet Rebel, buy any item of women's clothing, get the second item for half price, in-store only and only at Rebel, and Sunday conditions apply. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, of course, on Saturday at Morfordville, we've got the running of the SA Derby. The only filly in the race is Delicacy. Peter Hall takes the ride again with Willie Pike, undergoing a shoulder operation today, and he joins us from WA, Peter Hall. Welcome, Pete.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, buddy?
Very well. I know the circumstances weren't ideal for Willie and aggravating that shoulder injury, but what a position for you to just take this ride on the filly last Saturday.
Yeah, no, look, I'm quite lucky, quite fortunate to be number two for Bob Peters. And if you look through a record, you know, I've won two listed races and one Group 3 race before our sad day. And, you know, Bob's always got two or three that go in the race. And a lot of people say you're unlucky not to ride her in the Oaks and Derby over here in the West. But, you know, I'd rather be two for him than number two for him than sitting on the bench, that's for sure. So,
Understand. I mean, the win for us here, I mean, I watch Perth racing regularly and I know that she was pretty good, but I think most people were blown away with her win. Did the win surprise you in the way she did it?
Yeah, look, we went over there. Her win in the Derby wasn't, you know, it was great. You know, you win a big race like a Derby in the West and you're very, very happy. But, you know, she only won by about half a length and she only beat another mare. So we just really wanted her to perform well. And, you know, realistically, you know, she looked a good place chance. But, you know, I found in the past when I've ridden her and I've ridden her further back in the field, she got an excellent sprint on her, which you saw last Saturday.
She displayed it beautifully. I know Bob, I spoke with him last Thursday, and he was a bit nervous just with the way that she's had such a hard preparation. But I think she just shows now that she's just a racer and you keep her going.
Yeah, well, that's right. She's a perfect horse to travel with from a jockey's point of view. She's very sound and she's very clean-winded. And from the trainer's point of view, she's a good doer. She eats up. And, you know, when you travel, it's also, you know, when you're working on different tracks, if they can pull up and lick their bin out, well, they're the good ones to travel with. And obviously she's racing in her own age group, which is 3-year-old. And, you know, she's won over $1 million and there's more on offer. So why not go for it?
Yeah, exactly. Barrier 14 in the race. Do you ride her the way that you did last Saturday, you feel, in the SA Derby?
Yeah, well, I really got no choice, Andrew, because, you know, in them type of races, you really don't want to be caught wide. And, I've just done my best last start to just try and get in, and I'm going to have my work cut out again trying to get her in and get her a sweet run, but I'd rather go back than go forward. Just gives her a chance to run the trip right out.
Well, she's pretty special delicacy, and she takes on the boys in the SA Derby. Safe travels over, Pete. I hope the great tale of delicacy continue on Saturday.
Yes, so do I. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Hall, straight from track work there in WA.